Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We speak a lot about voter participation on this program and the various strategies the Republicans and Democrats use to attract various ethnic minorities. And there's no uniform standard. While African Americans overwhelmingly vote Democratic, other groups have very different associations with politics. Latino voters, for instance, are anything but a bloc, depending on where they come from, Cuba or Mexico, and depending on where they live, Phoenix, Arizona, or East Harlem in New York. But another growing ethnic group in the United States seems overlooked by the two parties. Is it because Asian Americans don't follow predictable voting patterns, don't have clear-cut political allegiances and issues? According to a recent survey, it may just be a case of simple neglect by the parties. Only 23% of Asian Americans polled said they'd been contacted by the Democratic Party in the past 2 years, and only 17% said they'd been contacted by the GOP, and that's roughly half the rate for the general population. Christine Chen is the acting executive director for Asian and Pacific Islander American Vote. That's an organization in Washington, D.C. Christine Chen, welcome to the program.
Hello. Great to be here.
What is going on here?
Well, essentially, you know, what we're seeing is now with the growth of the census numbers of Asian American Pacific Islander communities, we're now representing about 6% of the population. But no longer are we represented only just in New York or California, but we're starting to see large, tremendous growth in like Texas and Virginia, North Carolina, Florida, and Georgia. So we believe that it's time that the political parties and the candidates pay attention to the Asian American voters.
Is it also time for a certain maturation on the part of Asian Americans themselves embracing the political process? What are the patterns, and is there a tradition of hesitancy on the part of Asian Americans to enter the political process in the United States?
Well, the barriers to voting really stem from several reasons. There's always been a need for language assistance, but also racial and ethnic barriers and immigration laws have historically prevented a large majority of Asians from becoming naturalized citizens. It was only because of immigration changes in 1952 that finally a large number of our community were able to become U.S. citizens. And now we actually see a high rate of naturalization from our community.
Has that translated into higher rates of voter participation, or are you satisfied with the level of voter turnout among Asian Americans at this stage?
Well, actually, in terms of turnout, we're quite comparable to the to the rest of the communities. We're at 86% when it comes to turnout, versus Latinos are at 84% at the last 2008 elections.
Tony Nam is an Asian American from Queens, New York. Welcome to the program, Tony.
Hi, glad to be on the show.
So, how would you rate your political participation, either in local elections or national elections?
The local election is a little bit more so than the national, but, you know, both I would say fairly low.
And why is that?
Honestly, on a personal level, I would say that, you know, the connection, I guess, between, you know, the political arena and I guess my involvement or my say in the whole process seems very low and almost insignificant. So I figure, you know, what is really the point? I mean, they're not really reaching out to me on a personal level. So,
Tony, can I pick your brain here for a moment?
Sure.
All right. So how old are you?
28.
Okay. Are you married? Do you have a family?
No family.
Do you pay taxes? Do you know your tax rate?
Yeah.
Do you wish you paid less taxes, more taxes? Do you see the government providing services that are appropriate for you?
I do see it, and see that's where it kind of get into a little bit of a conflict. I know earlier your guests were saying that there's no clear cut distinctions between people who choose to be in a particular political party, but I think that actually is based on the economic class of the people, even including Asian Americans. I tend to see that people who make the more money tend to lean towards more Republican, and those not so much tend to lean more towards the Democratic Party.
So where would you put yourself?
I consider myself to be more of an independent because both parties do have an appeal to me, and but nothing significant that could say that I'll, you know, be loyal to one party.
What do you think is going to get you, and we'll talk to Christine for a moment because I think she may have a pitch for you as well here. What is it going to take for you, Tony Nam, to actually leave your house or your office and go vote on this national election 2012?
On the national election, I don't think there is going to be much. My personal issue with the national election is the whole system of election. I don't really believe in the electoral college. That's one of the reasons why I feel very, you know,
disillusioned.
Yeah, exactly, with the whole process.
What generation are you? Do you mind if I ask? Did your parents come here from Japan or China or Korea?
Korea. So they immigrated over here, and I was born here, so I guess I'll be second generation.
All right, Christine Chen, do you think Tony's story and his sense of disillusionment is unusual, is the kind of thing that you work with in your advocacy group?
Yes. I mean, as Tony stated that he's an independent, of those that were surveyed, 31% stated that they were independent. And that's actually is consistent with other polls that we've seen. And a large part of it is because they don't see elected officials and the parties who are making these decisions engaging in our community. So that's really the key, is about how are they reaching out to our community and engaging them in these conversations and understanding, making sure that voters like him understand that the elected officials are listening to them and hearing them.
Christine, give a pitch to Tony for getting more involved in the political process.
Well, Tony, essentially, you're obviously a well-educated voter, but we also really need people like you who actually could help us connect up with the rest of your family and friends about voting, whether it is on the local election or on the state and national level. We understand it is also about the issues, but hopefully with the work that we're doing as well as and our big push with the candidates and the political parties, there'll be more work in terms of reaching out to voters like you.
All right. Christine Chen is Acting Executive Director for Asian Pacific Islander American Vote. That's an advocacy group in Washington, D.C. Tony, did you hear anything that might motivate you there?
A little bit, but honestly, you know, this issue has been something I've been dealing with for a while, and I've been getting a lot of criticisms, but unfortunately, on the national level, I don't think that's going to really sway my decision.
Well, if Tony, as a data point, represents a lot of, and there are 31% of Asian Americans describe themselves as independents, he is a tough nut to crack for the Democratic and Republican parties. Talking to us on The Takeaway, very much a challenge to the parties to reach Tony Nam. Tony, thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Tony Nam, an Asian American voter in Queens, New York, who has never voted in a national election. Which party will get him this time around, if at all? Thanks so much.